101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Just after six for a Friday morning. R&B Fridays today. Ooh, kicks off 8 o'clock this morning. That's going to be cool.
Did you see what kicks off on Sunday?
No.
That Living Below the Line kicks off on Sunday in Australia.
That's where you raise money for a charity and you do, what do you live on, like $2 a day or something like that?
Yeah, something crazy. I think they've even made it harder. And I think it's now, if you want to do it, you raise money for, depending on where you pick, I think. But if the more money you raise, the more food you get.
Oh, what, over that time period? So how long do you live below the line for?
A week.
If it kicks off on Sunday?
Okay. 7 days, so from Sunday to Sunday.
Because when I get into my, and I'm not making light of the charity at all, but when I get into my second week of payday week.
It's kind of like
late,
that.
Yeah, it's like that anyway.
It's rough. One of my mates was telling me about it. She said it is rough.
Is it?
Like you get barely anything.
So when you say the more money that you raise, the more food that you get, how much would you have to raise to say get a decent amount? Because $2 a day, you literally just you're eating noodles every now and then.
So I don't know if it's they do the $2 a day, but they do this thing where you get the standard pack. So you get the standard pack of stuff, and then I think you have to raise up to $500 to get extras. And then from there, the more money you raise over $500. So I think if you raise $500, you get like 7 tea bags.
Like that's it?
As the extra.
7 tea bags.
Like you get that as an extra thing.
That's nothing.
I know, and this is, oh. I mean...
That is nuts. And this is how these people live.
Exactly, and that's how those people live. Probably barely even, you know, what they get.
So did you say you got a friend doing it?
Yeah, one of my mates is doing it.
Can we give a promo if anyone wants to donate money to the cause? I mean, get the girl some tea bags. Please, get
it. I think she just went over 500.
Oh, did she? Okay.
So she's pretty stoked with the 7 tea bags.
She's rolling in tea.
Yeah,
she's
I'll find the website. We'll give it out a little bit later.
Coming up in the show today, this is a great text to get from our producer H yesterday. Oh. Stephen Bradbury's on the show before 8 o'clock this morning.
How have you managed that, producer H?
The Winter Olympian himself. And he's on a Smith's chips out at the moment. But he got brought up in our show last week. But anyway, and now he's on our show.
Producer H
what?
Told me off air that apparently... We told him that we wanted to talk about the ad.
Oh, is that what we agreed to talk to him about, the ad?
We could talk to him about the ad. Plus,
not agreed to, but I said that's something that he's been doing lately. So I was
so
like,
we lied to Stephen Bradbury to get him on the show.
No.
We kind of did.
She
we kind of lied to Bradbury.
The truth. I mean, what's he doing anyway?
Well, we had four other guests lined up and they all fell through and then we got Bradbury in the end anyway, so...
Stephen
Bradbury.
Nice
That's
joke.
What he's known for.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The curse of the matching tattoo.
The curse?
I believe it's a curse.
Okay.
Well, not if you get it with a family member, but if you're getting it with someone you're dating.
Family split.
Yeah, that's true.
Families, there's family feuds.
I believe it's cursed.
Okay.
But this is one for the Modern Family fans this morning. You know Ariel Winter? She's the youngest daughter on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's the youngest daughter on the show, and her boyfriend, Levi Meaden, they've come out on Snapchat yesterday, and they've got matching tattoos together.
Isn't that a 2017 saying? They've come out on Snapchat.
Well, it was all over her Snapchat yesterday. They got two matching tattoos.
What'd they get?
So on their fingers, this is a weird one. They got peanut butter and cheese, which apparently that's like a thing.
Maybe it's their snack.
It's like their thing that they share. And she got a thing of cheese and he got peanut butter.
Which one would you want in that situation? The cheese or the peanut butter?
I like both.
Okay.
Cheese probably.
So if you put them together, that's the idea, right, with their tattoos?
So.
If they put them together, they get their favourite snack.
Exactly right. And then they also got a heart. A half a heart on each side of their hand. So when they put it together.
Oh, that's all right.
It creates a heart.
I never thought about the put together makes one tattoo thing. I thought when you said matching tattoos, they both got each other, you know.
Can be either or.
Yeah.
But what's your take on that?
Oh, spew factor, 100. I mean.
It's a curse, I'm telling you. As soon as you get a tattoo with someone you're dating, look out.
It's all over.
Oh, I think so.
Well, Johnny Depp got the Winona Ryder Forever, remember?
That's
and then he changed
right.
it to Wino Forever.
Yeah.
So Johnny Depp's got the he's got the tattoos.
Turned out well.
I'm not a tattoo guy, so I'm the wrong person to ask. But matching tattoos.
I want to hear from the people this morning on 13, 12, 16. Do you have a matching tattoo with someone?
Well, Karina has got matching tattoos with a few people. Morning, Karina.
Morning.
Morning.
Who do you have tattoos with?
So the first one I got was with two of my best friends.
Okay.
We got those about 5 years ago now.
And are you still friends with them?
I've been friends with them since we were 12, and we're 26 and 27 now, so...
There's still time to have a feud.
Oh, no, not the type of friends we are. We all have Hakuna Matata tattooed on us.
Okay, and why?
Because it means no worries.
Fair enough.
You know, Hakuna Matata.
I know the song, Gordy. I was wondering what it meant to them as a friendship.
So no worries is what it means.
It's something we always say, no worries, like we always say that together.
Okay.
And is that, so when you say a few people,
so we
that,
all have
that's
it in different places on our body because we all couldn't decide on the same spot we wanted it.
Right.
And then I also have matching tattoos with my husband, which we've been married for almost 4 years and been together for 9 years.
Okay. And what do you have with your husband?
He has the King of Hearts and I have the Queen of Hearts. We have those on our finger, and I also have the key to his locket on both of our fingers.
Okay,
all right. Well, enjoy the last couple of years of marriage.
Enjoy
because
it while it lasts.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Well, the tattoo isn't, that's for sure, Karina.
You're locked down for life with that one.
Morning, Cassandra.
Morning.
You've gotten a tattoo with someone. How'd it turn out?
The relationship ended.
Oh, no.
After how long after getting the tattoos?
It was about 9 months.
9 months? I told you, it's a curse.
9 months.
What did you get, Cassandra?
I got a crown and he got a crown as well.
Oh, and whereabouts?
Crowns.
Whereabouts?
On our hips.
Oh, no.
And your hips don't lie. I mean...
Yeah, they really don't.
And so...
Every time you look at it, Cassandra, do you have a regret or you don't mind it?
No, because I've changed the meaning behind it now.
Well, that's fair enough.
So what's the meaning now?
The meaning is that I'm the queen of my own life.
Ooh,
I like that.
And no one can control me.
I like that silver lining, because if you had got his name, you can't really change the meaning.
Yeah, so that's why maybe getting something along those lines that you can change if it needs.
I dated a guy,
yes,
and he got really awkward once, and he didn't want to take his top off when we were first, like, dating.
Yeah.
And I found it really strange. And then all I wanted to do was take his top off. You know when someone gets weird about something, you're like, I want to know what it is.
Yep.
And he ended up, this is so awkward. He ended up taking his top off and he had his ex-girlfriend's name tattooed like on his ribs.
What was the name?
Laura.
Laura.
And I said, who's Laura? Who's that for? And he could have said his sister or his cousin or, I don't know, someone.
Oh, like that would have been better. Oh, this is my sister. Well, that's weird, mate.
Maybe it's for his sister, like a nice thing. Like,
no one's
getting
a tattoo of their sister's name on their body, are they?
I reckon they are.
And so...
Better than saying, oh, it was my ex-girlfriend who's crazy.
And did that put an end to the situation or did you forgive him in that moment? Be honest.
Oh, well, I'm not going to judge someone based on, a stupid decision. We didn't date for much longer.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
That's what I love about this show.
What's that?
One little tiny mention happened on our show last week. Someone calls up, they win a competition, and they throw out a little phrase.
Just did a Bradbury there.
You did too.
Pulled a Bradbury.
Stephen Bradbury.
I'd love to get that guy on the show.
Stephen Bradbury?
Yeah, just to see what he's doing. You're like the genie from Aladdin.
I grant wishes. Stephen Bradbury is on the phone right now. Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, mate. Good morning. Good morning. What am I doing here?
This is so cool, talking to an Aussie icon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I love it when people use that saying, he's done a Bradbury. It always gives me a few goosebumps. Stand up, and it's nice to be remembered for something that I did so many years ago now, and have people be able to draw a bit of enjoyment from it.
Mate, I've been on record on this show to say there is no greater victory than your victory.
I mean, the best in Aussie history.
It's unbelievable. I know you've probably talked about it a million times before, but this is the first time we've chatted to you. I just wanted to play the commentary from
yes,
that.
Yes, let's relive it.
Just relive the moment for us. Unbelievable. Oh. We love it, mate. Are you sick of it?
the commentator there was Basil Zemplis, and he's moved on to great heights since then. I like to say that I launched his commentary career because that was the first gig he ever did.
Really?
Can you imagine being the commentator for that?
He sounds young there.
Yeah.
Basil Zemplis sounds young there. Mate, yeah, look, and people still say doing a Bradbury, as you said, you cop it all the time when you're down the pub.
You get recognised all the time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, not that much anymore. I'm a little bit too old to be bleaching my hair blonde these days, so it's back to a natural colour. But yeah, the recognition is at a pretty comfortable level these days, and you know I enjoy a chat and a beer with anybody, so it's all good.
I always wanted to ask you, Stephen. After that, I mean, it was crazy. Like the hysteria in Australia after that happened. You won a gold medal in the Winter Games. I mean, everyone was talking about it for years and years. How much did your life change after that moment?
I was a speed skater from Brisbane. I never imagined that anybody would recognise me for anything. Mm. But I remember when I flew back from Salt Lake City after winning the gold medal, I was walking up the gangway of the plane in Brisbane, and there was a sea of photographers and cameras and people at the end of the gangway, and I'm walking up the gangway, and I thought to myself, there must be someone famous on this flight.
And it was you!
And then I stopped and I thought, oh, shit, that's me.
Everyone's looking at me.
Did you ever pick up from it, Stephen? Did you ever get a bit of attention? A bit of, you know?
I pushed the boundaries pretty hard there for a couple of years, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, you did.
That was win, lose, or draw. I was retiring after that Olympics and I felt I was entitled to let my hair down a little bit, and I didn't do that by halves either.
I mean, the ladies did chat to four other guys before you, and you did a Bradbury on yourself. But
came
I mean,
you're right at the end of the night, Steve.
You swept them up.
Yeah, they all drank too much and fell over.
See, I always think, mate, if I was you, I'd just go to supermarkets, and if people were standing in the line waiting to do their groceries, I'd just come in and push in front of them and go, just did a Bradbury. And you're Stephen Bradbury. You can get away with that.
No, I'm not going to try that, no.
Okay. It's an idea for
there'd
a
there'd be no gold
video.
Medal at the end of that, Gaundy, no. Trust me.
Mate, we see you're back on our TVs, though, and do love these ads for Smith's Chips.
Yeah, it seems to be doing pretty well on the TV there. I was excited about doing the ad because it was about Aussie comebacks.
Yeah.
And I wasn't real excited about the budgie smugglers bit or the double venom bit. But it also had in it a Monaro, where they had an old Monaro and a new Monaro. And I thought, oh, that'd be great. I'd love to be associated with the Monaro. I did the ad and they cut it up and put it on the TV and left out the Monaro.
Oh, no.
Oh, mate.
All you're left with was the budgie smugglers.
Hey. Yeah, budgie smugglers and the double denim and Bradbury.
So what are you doing these
days,
mate?
Sounds like my Saturday night.
I know you've got the ads going on, but what keeps you
The Winter Games coming up next year. Are we going to see you back on the screens?
Mm.
I'm negotiating with the television network there at the moment, but aside from that, I've got three young kids and happily married, so say g'day to Amanda and the three kids. But
shout out.
Work-wise, I do motivational speaking, MC, and a little bit of stand-up comedy here or there, and I've done over 1,000 gigs in 18 countries.
Really?
If you want to know any more, go to stephenbradbury.com.
Plug.
The thing I love about you, Steve, is that after something like that, a lot of people, you know, you really embraced it and you just loved it and you lived it. And that's what we really love about you in this country.
And it's great to have you on our show, mate. And like we've done with many other guests in the past on our show, we like to put them in an awkward position and we'd love to lock you in to be our Winter Olympic Games reporter if you could just agree to that right now on the air.
Yeah, no worries. You just email me the contract with a few zeros in there and I'll sign it and send it back.
We'll chat to our boss, mate. I'm sure it'll be fine.
So good to talk to you, Stephen. Really nice.
Time, guys. Have a good day.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
My fiancée, Jamie, is in the studio with us right now. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what this is about.
Putting up with Gaundy every day.
I do my best. It's hard work.
You do a good job.
Yes, we didn't even tell her to say that.
I didn't get you in here to stitch me up.
Oh, sorry. Right?
The reason I wanted to get Jamie in here is because, when did this happen? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, yes. Over the weekend.
Do you guys remember the hot felon, Jeremy Meeks?
Yes.
You remember that guy?
He's now doing modelling.
Yeah, so he was the one that he had the mugshot and all the ladies across the world went mad for this guy.
The best mugshot you've ever seen.
He is so dreamy.
He's a good-looking guy, right?
He's a black guy and he's got, like, green, blue eyes.
Yeah,
he's very striking.
Looks like a model.
Yeah.
And now he's got his teeth fixed, he's out of jail, he's modelling, he's killing it.
That mugshot looks like it could be an Armani campaign or something.
It does. Yeah. Who would have thought that guy would have got arrested and then got all these opportunities.
If you go onto his Instagram page, he's got all these videos where he's going, oh, I'm thanking all my fans.
All right, we get it. You're obsessed. Yeah. You're
He's got fans now.
Yeah.
And he's got another one. In my fiance, Jamie, right? We're flicking through Instagram.
I can hear it.
Yeah, and she goes, oh, there's that hot felon guy. And then she goes, I'm just going to follow him. And I went, hang on, whoa, hang on. You're not following the hot felon. Not while I'm sitting here.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
He's way hotter than me, this guy.
Look, he's got a completely different look to you. All right?
What does that
different
mean?
Different look, you know? You've got more of the cute thing going on. Felon
smoldering
thing going on.
No guy wants
body.
To be cute, guys.
He's the bad boy.
Jamie wants to sample the whole range.
Mm-hmm.
What range is she sampling?
Of gentlemen.
No.
Look, he's not the kind of guy I want to marry, but, you know, everybody's got a thing for the bad boy.
Like, you know, when you go to
the bad boy.
When you go to the ice cream shop, you get one flavour. But then you want to look at the rest.
Yeah, well, you like to sample the caramel and
oh, sample? Are we sampling?
What flavour am I?
You're the strawberry.
You're probably the...
You make me sound like I'm vanilla and he's like the salted caramel chocolate.
You're rum and raisin.
I'm right. That's the one no one likes.
Oh, I'm marrying you, aren't I?
Oh, thanks.
I'm doing you a favour.
Doing me a favour.
I'm joking. I'm being really mean to you this morning.
Here's what I want. Unfollow the guy.
I'm pretty sure.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
You don't agree, Brie?
Nah, I say get over it.
What about all the hot girls that I follow?
That you follow?
Yeah, I follow way more hot girls than hot boys.
I thought you meant that I follow.
Oh, yeah. Nina Agdale, yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw that one on your Instagram.
Meghan Markle, do you follow her?
I don't yet, but that's a good suggestion.
Oh, well.
No, well.
No double standards here in
all
the
right,
studio.
All right, I will delete. I'll trade you. I'll delete. Who did you just mention?
Nina Agdal.
I'll delete.
I don't even know who that is.
She went out with DiCaprio.
Yeah.
She looks like Jamie, actually. Blonde,
oh, thanks.
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, well, now it's getting worse on your part,
Gorny. That's his way of saying, oh, it's okay if I follow you because she looks like you.
Yeah. So if
she doesn't really.
If I unfollow her, will you unfollow Jeremy Meeks?
Nah.
That's why I like her.
I don't really care if you unfollow Nina.
So what do you think, Brie?
I think, let her follow. This is the most petty argument.
Not in relationships, it's not, I'm telling you.
I think
There would be girls and guys that say you are not allowed to follow anyone hot.
If they were a real person and they knew them, then different.
Okay.
I think that's a bit different. If they're a celebrity, I think, you know what, in a relationship, it is totally normal to look at other people and, you know,
it's all
have
about
a bit of a look. It's fine to have a bit of a look, and I think it's actually healthy.
Oh, okay.
I think it's actually really healthy to look at other people and say, oh, they're super attractive, and you can talk about it with your partner.
Well, Jamie just did it right in front of me. She went, well, I'm following that guy. Have a look at that.
It's all about trust. Yeah. You can trust that I'm not going to kiss the guy if I see him.
I don't believe that. She hung out with Leonardo DiCaprio in a club and said nothing happened.
Right.
I don't believe that either. Did you kiss DiCaprio in the club that time?
I know the real story.
Yes. No.
You kissed him?
I was going out with you at the time.
Look me in the eye and say you didn't kiss DiCaprio.
I didn't kiss DiCaprio.
Swear on your mother's life.
It doesn't mean I didn't dream of doing it. I'm joking.
Swear on your mother's life that
mother's
you didn't
life.
Kiss DiCaprio.
I did not kiss that guy. He was too busy kissing everybody else in the club.
I love that you put Jamie up there that she would have a chance of kissing DiCaprio. That's nice.
They were right next to each other in the club, Brie.
Okay.
He wasn't actually that nice when I met
him.
So he wasn't
Jamie
really
goes,
type.
Looked at him, thought, pass.
Yeah,
he's all right.
I don't believe
Look,
that.
Look, you're a little DiCaprio lookalike, so.
Oh, thanks.
I've got my own DiCaprio at home.
Well, you don't have to lie to the kid.
Get up with Brie and Gorny.
CFM.
We're open to all calls on this show. I wanted to get to this one. Scotty, my side of town in Woi Woi has called through. We're just talking about how my fiance Jamie followed the hot felon guy over the weekend, Jeremy Meeks.
He is smouldering.
Have you since looked him up again, have you?
He's a tasty dish.
He's the one, I don't even know what he got arrested for, but his mugshot went viral and now he's a male model now that he's out of jail.
All these opportunities have come from getting arrested.
But I just want to put it out there and say, just delete the guy.
No, she doesn't have to. Get over it.
I don't care that much.
She's never going to meet him.
Scott, what's your take, mate?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
You were saying, Scott, that you and your girlfriend talk about hot people together.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, there's no denying that people are going to be attractive.
Mm.
Like, it's only natural to see the good looks in people.
And you were saying off air, Scotty, that your girlfriend is bisexual. Do you look at other ladies together and kind of, you know?
Yeah, we tag each other on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, God, I'm glad you said Facebook then.
Mate, that's healthy, I think.
Yeah, so what, you tag other people that are attractive and say, have a look at this person on Facebook?
Oh, if there's someone who's, like, attractive, like, say, an Instagram model or something, you just give her a tag so she sees it and has a better day.
What about, Scott, if they know the person?
I still don't think it matters. If you're in a relationship, I think that person's chosen to be with you. There must be a reason.
You need to trust that person. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Producer Rach is screwing her face up really bad right now.
When you said if they know the person, then that's different, isn't it? So, you know.
What about if your boyfriend, Jacob, Rachel, followed Meghan Markle or some hot girls on Instagram and you kept seeing in your feed that he was liking all of her pictures and maybe their semi-naked pictures?
If it's like a model or someone famous, that's fine. But if it's someone that he knows, then I get a little bit weird about it.
What if he knows a famous person?
Nah.
Oh, no, he's off it.
So what, if he met one of the models that he was following, you'd be like, oh, now it's time
No, that's fine, that's fine. But if he's got constant conversation with that person, he's constantly talking to them or whatever, then I'm like,
He's doing all right if he's got constant conversation.
Exactly.
Going
he's doing well. I find it attractive in a relationship.
You wouldn't allow anyone that you're with to follow anyone attractive. No way.
Yes, I would. 100%. Yeah. And then I'd probably say, oh, I'll give them a follow too.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Display Power Group. Power up your business branding. And see how 2016 Bank of the Year, Greater Bank, helps customers realise their dreams at greater.com.au/here's how. CFM's Best of the Coast.
Well, this is it.
This is a big one because, I mean, customer service is so important in local business.
Yep.
And it makes me go back somewhere, I know that.
Definitely. And can I just quickly say, big thanks to anyone that went to our website and voted for this too, because, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but when your votes are counted and we do find out who the best is in these different categories, it's just good to tick those off on the coast.
And it means a lot to these local businesses here on the coast, because people work really hard on the coast and it's important to shop local, and that's what this whole thing's about. So
promoting those businesses.
It's awesome.
All right, top five for best customer service. It's the one you've been waiting for this week.
Yes.
So give it to us.
All right.
Who's serving the people on the coast the best?
Top five for best customer service on the coast. LJ Hooker in Tookley.
There you go.
He's on the list. We've got King Cumber Priceline. They must be lovely down there at King Cumber. Just Lashes in Tuggerah.
We've had them on the show for something recently.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
The girl who I think owns the business was on the show recently.
She was really nice.
Really lovely. Mingara One Fitness has made the cut. And to round it out this morning, Dally Coffee Den in Budgie Boy.
All right, the top
five. They were in the top five for best coffee on
were
the
they?
Coast. So.
And Mingara won best club this morning too. We announced that a little bit earlier. So
yes.
All right, let's do it. Best customer service.
Best customer service.
There's one on the list that exceeded them all by a number of votes. The big one, the juggernaut. Best customer service on the coast goes to Just Lashes in Tuggerah.
Just Lashes. Oh, she'll be happy with that.
She would be stoked with that.
Bianca,
morning.
Congrats.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
What a prize to win in Best of the Coast. I think it's my favourite category, so congrats for that.
Thank you so much, and thank you to everyone who voted for us. It means so much to us to get this award. We do put a lot into, like, our customer service, and we do really care about our clients. So this is just really, really awesome, and we're so excited.
Well, that's what it's all about. What did we have you on our show for recently? We've had you on recently,
Yeah, you
right?
called up recently.
Yeah. I think you rang up, you told people to ring up for their votes, and so I rang up to vote for Just Lashes.
I think we did too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was maybe like a week and a half ago.
So you put yourself up for the nomination is what you did, and people obviously responded, which is great.
What do you think makes
we were first nominated by a client, and that's how we heard about the competition. So then, like, we got everyone on board, and it went from there.
What do you guys do there at Just Lashes to go above and beyond for your clients?
Well, I guess, like, we do, we provide, like, a really warm and welcoming environment. Like, we want everyone to feel really welcome and happy when they come in. And so, like, we do make an effort to get to know each and every one of our clients. It's not just, like, a number. They all mean something to us. And so, yeah, and, like, we really like to follow up with new clients and see how they're going with their lashes and their service and if they're happy. And, yeah, we just really like to build that. Build a really strong relationship with our clients so that they feel like a family, really.
I think I need some new lashes at Just Lashes.
Yeah, no one is more passionate about lashes than you. There's no doubt about that.
But that's
look,
right.
Congratulations. You're in the running to get the $2,500 business account as well, thanks to Greater Bank.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're super stoked just with this. So thank you very, very much to everyone.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
How good were the VHS days?
Oh. Well, you whipped it out of the thing. Tap, 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 tap. Put it back in.
Pumped it back in. I reckon the most
Still
annoying thing was when you got it from the video shop, when someone hadn't rewound the video and you push it in and it's the credits or the end of the movie.
So annoying.
Oh, you bastard.
You know someone's job at the video store is to rewind
there you go.
The videos that are brought back.
Were you a rewinder?
Nah.
No, never.
Someone else can do it.
Yeah, they can do it. For anyone under the age of 21...
Oh, look at producer Rach.
18,
guys,
16?
I remember.
Anyway, look it up, guys. VHS. It was a terrible time.
It was
time.
Around the time of tapes as well.
Exactly. Mm. It was sort of like a bigger
cassette
version
tape.
Of a cassette tape.
Yeah, cassette tape.
There's some VHS movies that are worth big money at the moment, and if you've got any VHSs at home, I want you to have a look and see if you could be cashing in big time, because these are the titles raking in the big money.
I bet Disney movies are on there.
Pretty much all Disney.
You know why?
Why?
Because Disney, my friend told me this, same with DVDs still to this day, they only release a certain amount of copies to each country a year.
Wow, I didn't know
that. Yeah, so like one of my mates, she'd been searching for an Aladdin DVD for like 4 years.
Aladdin's on here,
Brie. We've got that one at home.
Aladdin is worth...
How much?
$10,000. I'll say that again.
Are you joking?
The Aladdin VHS is worth $10,000.
No, we need to call Mama Di because we have that.
You need a very specific edition.
We probably don't have it.
It's the Black Diamond copy. Whatever
well,
that is.
You could have told me that before I got excited.
No, if the Black Diamond's worth 10 grand, imagine what all the others are worth. I'm sure you're going to get...
At least 10 bucks.
Exactly. It's worth better than nothing. But look it up. Can we get it? Can we get Aladdin?
Yeah, I'll get it from Mum and I.
Don't tell her it's worth money.
Okay, I won't.
Just say you want to borrow it.
I'll just say, oh, I just want it as a
just a
souvenir.
How much you reckon Beauty and the Beast is?
I reckon, I would say not as much as Aladdin, but now that you've done it second, I'm going to say 12.
$17,000.
Yeah, and but what edition?
No edition.
Just that.
It just says Beauty and the Beast, $17,000 on VHS.
Wow, we never had that one.
It'd have to be in pretty good nick, wouldn't it?
Like, does it have to come in the case? Because no one ever kept the case.
No, and they always got tattered and they look terrible. Cinderella?
No, I never had that one.
$5,000.
Still good.
The Jungle Book, my favourite cartoon movie from back in the day.
Bit of Mowgli.
That's only a grand.
Only?
Still $1,000, though, if you've got it sitting around the house. Dumbo? How is Dumbo worth
$2,800? Oh, don't you.
Dumbo?
Don't you rag on Dumbo. That's a great film.
That's going for $2,800 on eBay at the moment.
Wow.
Have you got any of these, Producer H, at home? You do not.
Do you actually?
You're sitting very quiet because you think we're going to ask you for it.
I have. I think I have Dumbo, but a lot of the ones that I have are like the old Muppet movies. But I'm pretty sure I've got a couple of Disney ones at home. But I've got a massive collection. I've got about maybe 30 of them.
30? Seriously, can you bring those in? We'll auction them off and whatever money we make.
Oh.
What?
Can we stitch up Mama Di again like we did with that doll that she had and tell her she's sitting on a gold mine?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes. The Barbie doll.
Yes.
I never ended up telling her that wasn't real.
What? So she thinks she's got a doll worth...
She thinks she's got a $15,000 Barbie doll.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Bree and Gaunzi. We clear app rap.
Yeah.
All right, Jack the Rapper, local accountant and part-time rapper. We found him. He does our weekly rap here at Sea, and he wraps up the biggest weekly topics.
What are we throwing his way this week?
This week, the NBA finals are in there. Oh. The Golden State Warriors taking out the NBA Finals.
Really wanted that Game 7 Cavs win. But anyway, congrats to the Warriors. I've been watching live footage this morning of their, they're doing their parade in San Francisco at the moment. Or they could be wrapping up about now. So
it'd be massive. Big news about Katy Perry this week. She did that live stream on YouTube to promote her new album. So, and a lot of stuff came out of that. So Katy Perry's made the mix this morning.
Can I just quickly say on Katy Perry, don't forget to register to become a CVIP, because if you do, you could be seeing Katy Perry live with us. Very intimate show. So.
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, so you could be off to that.
Yeah, world famous Rooftop presents Katy Perry live and exclusive. Katy Perry's new album, Witness, available for download or stream now.
That'll be massive. And also to round out the topics this week, Channel 10 going into voluntary administration. So
it's been a big week.
It has been a big week.
We'll leave you with this. Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap rap. Have a great Friday.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
There is a lot of trouble in the distance. Channel 10 needing assistance. Voluntary administration proceeds after billionaire backers walk away. They don't believe in his future. The future of programming, however, are intact. That's a fact. They will weather the weather, and it's weather the rain. Same blame the cold once again, surprising us year after year like it's insane. The haircuts, the blame. Let me put in some context. Katy Perry, what a shame. It is your turn for short blonde hair, mane, and to act a little crazy. Miley Cyrus passed the game, the torch. Someone got scorched. Warriors come out to play, yay, and launch an abundance of points of firepower that consume the Cleveland Cavaliers. Going home too soon, congrats to the champs, Golden State Warriors. Obliterating the competition, you were superior. I'm keeping your favorite time of the week, the rap rap, Jack the Rapper, short and sweet.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.